Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 29, 2024. Based on the connection. Question: if during the connection in the group something opens up between us within reason, should we raise it as a group above reason? If so, what is the right way to do it? Answer: if something is revealed to you within reason, then based on the connection between each other, try to rise above reason together, and then you will succeed. Try. Question: will this effort come from our good connections? Answer: you will see it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 8, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam. Wisdom cries out in the streets. Become a tool in the hands of the Creator. Question: how do I become a tool in the hands of the Creator? Answer: completely annul yourself before the Creator and thus continue your work throughout the journey. You have a mind and a heart that you must glue to the Creator so that what comes from Him fills them. Then, you will be able to do whatever the Creator desires. Question: but it is a problem for us to agree with everything that is happening. Is there something else needed? Answer: if you want to perform such exercises in the 10, it is best to focus on the desire that the Creator fill your mind and heart, and that all your actions, thoughts, and decisions would come only from connection with Him. That is being a slave to the Creator. Question: why does slavery of desire always lead us to a dead end, but being a slave of the Creator promises us absolute freedom? Answer: that is His wish. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 8, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam. Wisdom cries out in the streets. Israel on the future of the world. Question: what state does Israel ideally need to achieve in its relationship with the world? Answer: the world should realize, based on our actions, that we can truly bring peace to the world and that we cannot be broken, persuaded, or pressured into agreeing to anything. The world should know that we have an historical, I would say, mission, and we are obligated to fulfill it. The world should change in such a way that it will wholeheartedly assist us in this. Question: does this depend on us? Answer: this depends on us. This is the future of the world. It lies in assisting Israel restoring itself, and then there will be peace in the whole world. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 12, 2024. Don't expand the burrow or the cat will come in. Question: a mouse found a treasure and widened the entrance to its burrow to fit the treasure through. With it, came a hungry cat. The story is about a mouse. Does it follow that we should be content with cheese and a burrow and not seek to find treasures? Should we draw such a conclusion from this? Answer: the conclusion is simple. What you have is enough, you do not need more. Comment: but it even warns you of the danger that widening the entrance for the treasure will result in a hungry cat coming in. My response: yes. Question: so it is even dangerous for us to accumulate, to want more? Answer: hoarding is definitely harmful. Comment: but wanting more, more, and more than enough, I was fine with cheese. But I suddenly found the treasure. Answer: if you have enough for today, you will have more for tomorrow, don't worry. Question: do you state this as a rule? If I have a piece of cheese today, will I have it tomorrow too? Answer: yes. Question: and you should not seek anything above it? Answer: nothing. Question: is it possible to appease humanity this way? It is always in search of better cheese. Answer: I have nothing to say here, that is the nature of man. But in general, you should not. Question: can we find the treasure, but not let the hungry cat in? Answer: what are we going to do with it? Comment: I don't know, put it in the bank to generate some income. Answer: no, You will have to deal with preserving it and protecting it so it does not diminish, and so on. Question: so a lot of money requires care and maintenance? Answer: of course. Question: do our lives pass in pursuit of this? Answer: yes. Question: this is a rather Kabbalistic parable about growing desires that require fulfillment. It is human nature. How does a person limit these desires? They keep growing. Answer: you need to convince yourself this will never make you richer, you will never become more confident or at peace. On the contrary, your life will turn into an endless pursuit of everything. Question: should I feel some danger in this? Answer: yes, we must try to somehow distance ourselves to protect ourselves from this. Question: and you should convince yourself that what you have is enough? Answer: yes. Question: is the upper law the same if we are speaking of spirituality? Answer: calmness. The main thing is to calm down concerning all material acquisitions. Question: then in this calm I don't want anything, or do I still want something? Answer: no, I only want what I have for today, what I need. That is all. Question: and do you think that if I come to this thought I will have enough for tomorrow? Answer: yes. Question: can we calm everything down, all revolutions, wars, and so on? Answer: yes. Question: can a person achieve this, or is it just a fantasy to work with our nature like this? Answer: a person can achieve this. Comment: so the correct conclusion is to bring into the house only what fits in the burrow, not to widen it. My response: yes. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, January 15, 2024. What should Israelis acquire? Question: what new property, what new addition, should appear in every Israeli? After all, we are going through completely new states. What else should be added to Israelis? Answer: Israelis should develop added awareness of their mission in the history of humanity and awareness of their uniqueness in history. Question: do you believe that this is absent now? Answer: yes, and now, precisely in order to affirm this thesis, we must unite and definitely win this war. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, February 12, 2024. Questions about spiritual work, 94. Question: the degree of overcoming faults in us determines what stage we are at. If we add gratitude to the Creator and our friends, how does this affect the degree? Answer: gratitude strengthens this degree. It does not lift us, but strengthens the degree. Question: what does it mean to be in a spiritual framework? Answer: it means constantly being in connection with the Creator. Question: lately I have felt a great responsibility to not bring hatred into the world. When I feel hatred, I fear that I am destroying it. What is the correct prayer in this state? Answer: the most correct, simple prayer is to ask the Creator to be revealed to everyone in this world, and then everyone will understand why they live and how to live. Question: after reading an article, everyone takes something out of it according to their feelings. How can we synchronize so we come to one common understanding and feeling? Answer: it depends on the Creator. He cannot yet give all of you a common impression of some spiritual objects at the same time. You are yet lacking a common clue for this. Question: did I understand correctly that no one in the ten can attain the next degree until everyone does the previous one? Answer: no, this is not entirely true. A person can rise and independently incorporate in different tens. It is still ahead of us. The main thing is to strive for connection. Question: what can we do with the desires of the material world that are constantly growing? Answer: as much as possible, they should be satisfied, but not at the expense of connection in the group. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 7, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam World, Year, Sold. The spiritual root of slander. Question: what is the spiritual root of slander? Answer: slander is a harmful or wrong opinion expressed aloud about someone who may have nothing to do with it. The one who spreads this opinion has some reason to dislike or hate the person upon whom he pours out his slander. Question: what is the difference between slander and gossip? Answer: gossip is something petty, but slander is already a well-thought-out opinion at the level of a state or even several states. Therefore, it is perilous. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, March 7, 2024.